From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly attacks in Paris as the search continues for more terrorists. French authorities raced Saturday to identify the perpetrators of what President François Hollande called an act of war against his country. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks that killed 129 people and wounded more than 350. But reporter Lisa Bryant from Paris said the mood Saturday was one of determination and defiance.
I think the two words that I would describe to sum up this response would be solidarity and sort of a certain defiance. We're going to live life the way we usually live it. We're going to carry on. But there's also a big solidarity in the sense that, you know, I saw people lining up to donate blood. People were coming to the spots of where the attacks took place and laying down wreaths. I saw a man with his child, putting a candle and lighting it on the statue, below the statue of Marianne in the Place de la République. And most of us remember that that's where you saw huge, huge protests against terrorism in January, after the first set of attacks in Paris.
Reporter Lisa Bryant. Americans have joined the chorus of condemnation against the terrorist attacks in Paris, offering condolences to the victims, their families, and expressing solidarity with the French people. One American was killed in Friday's massacre. Noemi Gonzalez was studying design in Paris. She was killed in one of the restaurants that was targeted. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.